Monitor, back with you at 18 minutes after the hour. Ed McMahon here. Out in Denver, they've got a parrot who won't talk turkey. The parrot was the only witness to a burglary in his owner's home, and the bird says he knows who the culprit was. But every time he's asked who the thief was, he just stares and answers, "I'm not going to tell." He may be a parrot, but he's no stool pigeon.
Oh, he walks like a man, and he talks like a man, and he looks like a man, and he feels just like a man should. He's got hands like a man, and he stands like a man. He's got hips like a man, and he moves just like a man should.
Latest song, courtesy of Miss Margaret Whiting. I like it. This week, 32-year-old Navy diver Robert Croft descended 212 feet and 7 inches into the Atlantic to shatter the 50-year-old world's free diving record. He did it 2 miles off Port Everglades, wearing no mask or breathing apparatus. Following the record-breaking dive, he answered reporters' questions at a news conference. He was asked, "What were you thinking as you descended? What was foremost in your mind?"
On the way down, I was looking for my different men stationed at different depths. I had one at 100 feet, one at 150, and I think two at 200 feet. And as I passed these gentlemen, they were each to tap me to let me know what depth I was at. Of course, I had no way of knowing it myself. And I think the thing foremost in my mind was, where is that next man? I passed the first one, and I got a tap from him. I passed the second one at 150 and got a tap from him. And about this time, I could just make out the man at 200 feet, or the two men at 200 feet, and... Within, I guess, a matter of seconds, I was sailing past him, and he gave me the signal that I had the 200-foot mark.
Did he experience the dreaded lung squeeze? And exactly what were the physical pressures he underwent?
The physical pressure, as far as my body's concerned, as any diver can tell you, you don't... Your body adjusts to it as you go down, and you don't really feel this pressure. It's there. And I don't know if somebody has a figure on that, how many tons it is on the human body at that depth. I really don't know. It's, I think, around 100 pounds per square inch, roughly. But you mentioned a lung squeeze. I was down pretty flat. I could have gone probably a little bit farther. I wasn't in any pain whatsoever. I felt quite comfortable when I stopped and put the clip on the line and turned around and head back to the surface.
Monitor reporter Jack Vail took over the questioning after diver Robert Croft offered a confident answer to the question, would he try now to beat his own record?
And yes, if the time is right, I think that I wouldn't mind going after it again. Yes, but I'd like to do it under the best conditions possible, and I hear that in the summer here, it's really pretty nice, so...
Bob, this record has stood, the one that you've just shattered, since about 1915. With your knowledge of underwater activity, why has it been so long since anyone other than yourself has tried it? I mean, what accounts for the long period of time there?
Well, it's actually 1913, which is around, I guess, between 53 and 54 years. And I understand, I couldn't verify it, except for one individual, that there have been attempts on it. What the outcome of the attempts were, whether they were you know, lost in the process or just failed in succeeding to go to that depth or what, I don't know. There was a gentleman this last summer that did go to 198 feet and return to the surface.
Bob, we'd like to ask you this question. When did it first occur to you to actually set out to accomplish breaking the world's free dive record?
Well, about 2 years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, they were running some pulmonary function tests on a bunch of the gents that work at the training deck where I work, and it came out in this pulmonary function test that I had a lung capacity that was very abnormal, which I wasn't aware of, except that whenever I got a bad cold, it seemed to be a little worse than someone else's. And, of course, being aware of the physics of diving, I figured that this would allow me to go fairly deep on a breath hold dive, so I asked Jim Dougherty to compute how far I could go on this sort of thing, and we ran several more pulmonary function tests, and we figured an average, and my lung capacity was is just about 7.8 liters, and when he got through computing everything and removing for the factors of dead spaces, such as nasal passages and so on, I think 197 feet, and of course, I figured if I could get to 197 feet, it was only 3 feet more to the record, so a year and a half ago, I decided I'd like to try for it. I wanted to go someplace where it was deep enough and where the conditions were right to see how far I could go. That was the only thing I had in mind. I wasn't after a record, but I wanted to see how far I could go. Well, it ended up here, and I found out how far I could go this time.
Hmm. Monitor reporter Jack Vail talking with Navy diver Robert Croft, who this week descended deeper beneath the ocean's surface than man has ever gone before without a face mask or breathing apparatus of any kind. He set a new world record of 212 feet, 7 inches, breaking the old record, which has stood for 54 years.
The clock will tick away the hours one by one, and then the time will come when all the waiting's done. The time when you return and find me here and run. If it takes a forever, I will wait for you. For a thousand summers, I will wait.
Thanks, Frank.
That covers the club dues. Now let's hear from Al Bixby on entertainment. Al? Al?
Al?
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Thank you.
Kempfert's orchestra and hold me. Just a reminder, Monitor reaches all America on NBC Radio. WOTR in Corry, Pennsylvania, serves northwestern Pennsylvania and southwestern New York. Hello, Corry. Time for all stations to come in, drop their names, then we'll be back. This is Ed McMahon.
Henry Morgan here. Starting tomorrow, I'll be Monitor's new Sunday afternoon host on NBC Radio.
Monitor 67, scanning the weekend world for everything interesting, informative, and topical. The topless craze is certainly topical. We'll have a report from a Saigon nightclub on the effects of this fad on nightlife in Vietnam. Right after the Seekers perform their latest number, Georgie Girl.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and fly
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. You can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shelf
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that be.
Monitors Ring Around the World, a close-up of people and events both at home and abroad, brought to you by Luden's Cough Drops. Never, never chew, please. The topless craze and Saigon nightlife. More on this from Howard Tuckner, NBC News Saigon, in just 1 minute. First, here's Jonathan Winters for Luden's.
Ladies and gentlemen, the koala bear spends his days eating eucalyptus leaves, which, of course, makes him an expert in judging eucalyptus flavor. We are now going to conduct an experiment to find out what the koala bear thinks about the eucalyptus flavor in new Luden's menthol eucalyptus cough drops. Dr. Werner, is the koala bear ready?
Yes, we have placed two covered dishes before him. One containing a fresh eucalyptus leaf and the other a new Luden's menthol eucalyptus cough drop. I will now uncover the dishes.
The koala bear is moving toward the Luden's menthol eucalyptus cough drop. But wait, he's changed his mind. He's about to take the eucalyptus leaf. No, he's come back. It looks like he's actually going to choose the new Luden's menthol eucalyptus cough drop. Yes, he's putting the Luden's cough drop into his mouth and he chewed it. Dr. Werner, doesn't he know that one should never chew a Luden's cough drop? One should let it dissolve for longer-lasting medication.
Look, he's only a koala bear. He's got a lousy memory. I never got a lousy bear.
Now, Howard Tuckner, NBC News, Saigon.
We're at one of Saigon's hundreds of dimly lit nightclubs. Most of the clubs were open for Americans and their money. One of the most popular combinations here since rice and chopsticks. To attract Americans, the music, played by a Vietnamese band, is supposed to sound like something straight out of Kansas City, but that's about as far as it goes. There are no topless waitresses in this night spot. There are no topless waitresses in Saigon, any place in Vietnam. And nobody expects the topless craze to even pop up here, because if there's one thing true of the generally attractive but slender and small-boned Vietnamese woman, it's that she doesn't believe in advertising what some might consider drawbacks. Even if some well-endowed Vietnamese woman started the topless thing here, it wouldn't last long. The nightclubs were open to attract Americans, but many young Vietnamese couples patronized them as well. Vietnamese bachelors are very gallant, very hip, and wouldn't think of risking a relationship by exposing the average Vietnamese girl to such things. Like a lot of things here that are hard to find, so are laws strictly forbidding nudity. But Vietnamese government leaders probably wouldn't allow it anyway, because Vietnamese government leaders have Vietnamese wives who wouldn't allow it. They've already taken care of the miniskirt here. There's a group of European girls in Saigon now, performing in an international circus troupe, but they no longer wear the miniskirts they wore when they first arrived. Seems that government leaders had nothing against the minis, but their wives had something to say about them, and they did. You see, while most Vietnamese women have long, exquisite fingers, lovely hair, and slim figures, their legs, as a rule, are, well, not exactly suited for the mini. American and European exotic dancers are the most scantily clad entertainers in Saigon nightclubs. Like some other no-talent Americans and Europeans who make a lot of money here, the exotic dancers came here because they found it difficult getting work anywhere else. Although they're short on talent, they're not too attractive. They don't go topless, but their costumes are quite revealing. The experience of seeing a Turkish belly dancer from Brooklyn here is bad enough. But a Turkish belly dancer from Omaha, well, perhaps that's why Vietnamese women don't mind. One look at most of these examples of Western femininity usually is enough to make most American men here take a good, long, second look at his Vietnamese date. Howard Tuckner, NBC News, at a nightclub in Saigon.
Later today, Monitor presents a special series of reports on the topless craze, both in America and throughout the world. Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events both at home and abroad. This one also brought to you by Lark Filter Cigarettes.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a Lark.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a Lark.
There is nothing like a Lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Got along without you, and before I met you, gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, cause you didn't love me anyhow. You ran around with every boy in town, and you never cared if it got me down. You had me worried, always on my guard, but you laughed at me cause I tried too hard. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, but you didn't love me anyhow. I lost my money and I lost my pride. Didn't have much money, but I really tried. It made you happy when you made me cry, and you broke my heart, so I said goodbye. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now.
Our thanks. thanks to Trini Lopez.
This is your NBC station. This is the pulse of the nation.
Mel Allen has his finger on the sports pulse of the nation. He'll bring us today's scores and developments about 5 minutes from now, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
The easiest way up is the Big Wilson Show, mornings from 5 to 9, on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Down city streets, country lanes, and busy highways, Big Town USA is on the move with people. And WNBC, the voice of Big Town, brings you the sound of Big Town people on the move. On the Brad Crandall Show, weeknights at 9.
Arthritis affects more people than any other chronic illness. It's the nation's number one crippler. While there is no cure for it yet, modern medicine can do much to relieve its pain and can help prevent serious crippling in most cases. The facts about arthritis and its care are presented in an authoritative booklet, Arthritis Explained. It's published by the Arthritis Foundation, New York Chapter. For your free copy, write the Arthritis Foundation, 432 Park Avenue South, New York 16.
At 14 minutes before the hour, Monitor's back with you. I'm Ed McMahon, and here's Peggy Lee to let us know just how fortunate we all are.
My wish for you, sweet happy life. May all the days of the year that you live be laughing days. With all my heart, sweet happy life. And may the night times that follow the days be dancing nights. Stars for your smile, moons for your head, and someone's wonderful love for your loving heart to share. My wish for you, sweet happy life. May all your sorrows be gone and your heart begin to sing. And if a wish can make it be, I wish to spend every day of your happy life with me. Stars for your smile, moons for your hair, and someone's wonderful love for your loving heart to share. My wish for you, sweet happy life. May all your sorrows be gone and your heart, you spend every day of your happy life with me. Sweet happy life. Sweet happy life.
You know, when I was a boy, most of my neighborhood pals wanted to grow up to be firemen, policemen, or baseball stars. I hope you enjoy What Do You Want to Be When You Grow Up?
In this great big world of land, sky, and sea, you can be anything at all that you want to be. Have you thought of what you'll be when you've grown? When you're out in the world on your own, are you all set and ready to go? Know what you'll be soon as you grow.
An astronaut, or a cowboy, a keeper in a zoo. What have you decided? What do you want to do? A secretary, a teacher, or an actress in a show? What do you want to be? Is it too soon to know? An engineer, a fireman, or a driver of a truck? You can't decide it yet. You mean you're really stuck? A veterinary, a waitress, or a sales girl in a store? Don't make up your mind yet, because there's a whole lot more.
Do you sit there with your chin in your hands and dream of adventure in far-off lands? Do you wonder what it's gonna be like
when you're no longer such a little tyke. When tomorrow's here, what'll you be? When you've grown tall as me. In this great big world of land, sky, and sea, you can be anything at all you want to be.
Does it sound like me? Well, if you liked it, the old Philadelphia baritone thanks you. It's the title song from my new album, What Do You Want to Be When You Grow Up? Henry Morgan has grown up. Now he's a monitor host. And tonight his guests include cartoonist Milton Caniff, comedian Corbett Monica, and actress Joanna Pettit. Also a close look, if you'll pardon the expression, at the topless craze, both in the States and around the world. Reports will cover London, Hong Kong, Moscow, Italy, France, and Germany. Plenty of good music, too, and sports, comedy, news. So join Henry Morgan tonight on Monitor. By the way, starting tomorrow, Henry will be your permanent Sunday afternoon host, too. For good listening, always, it's Monitor and NBC Radio. And in one moment, Mel Allen reports on Today in Sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm Mutual.
Hi, fun seekers. I'm Jackie Vernon. And now on with the fun. You know, things with similar names have always confused me. How true. I couldn't even remember the difference between a watermelon and a water buffalo until one day I was nearly trampled to death by a herd of watermelons. But even I know the difference between State Farm Mutual and those other car insurance companies with the word state in their names. State Farm is much bigger. State Farm is the world's largest car insurance company. And besides, they're fun people. So if you want the best car insurance value, low rates, fast claim service, it's as easy to tell State Farm from the others as it is to tell a watermelon from a water buffalo.
Mel Allen, in person.
Thank you very much, Ed. And when I grow up, I want to be Ed McMahon. Hello there, everybody. Pro football muscled its way back into the headlines just a little while ago. Norm Van Brocklin, coach of the National Football League's Minnesota Vikings, resigned. The announcement came 24 hours after Viking quarterback Fran Tarkenton sent Van Brocklin and other club officials a letter in which he said that under no circumstances would he return to play for Minnesota next fall. There have been repeated reports during the past few years that Van Brocklin and Tarkenton have clashed over strategy and personalities. Van Brocklin was not at the press conference announcing his resignation. He quit during the middle of the 1965 season, was persuaded to return, but today bowed out for good after 6 years at the Viking helm. In the National Hockey League, the red-hot Detroit Red Wings won their fifth straight, beat the Rangers 6-3 with a four-goal outburst in the first period. Bruce McGregor, Gordie Howe, Norm Ullman, and Ray Cullen got the other Detroit goals. Ranger tallies Jean Rattel, Donnie Marshall, and Arnie Brown. Horse racing, Lincoln Downs opened with a bang today after being snowbound since last Monday. The first two races produced a near-record daily double, $3,559.40, with Laneton winning the opening race and Amonte taking the second on the card. There were 33 lucky ticket holders. Michigan State Relays, a new American indoor dirt record for the 70-yard high hurdles. Charlie Pollard of Michigan State clocked 8-2 in his first hurdle race ever to knock a tenth of a second off the mark. Basketball, a fabulous offer for UCLA's giant sophomore Lou Alcindor. The owner of the Harlem Globetrotter says he'll pay Alcindor $1 million for 5 years, added that he wants to sign the 7-foot-2-inch star to a lifetime contract with an option to continue the contract every 5 years. The offer made amidst persistent rumors that Alcindor, a New Yorker, is unhappy at UCLA. The San Francisco Warriors of the NBA will be playing without backboard workhorse Nate Thurmond for about 6 weeks. Thurmond broke two bones in his left hand during last night's loss to the Boston Celtics. Now some college basketball results. Navy 68, Penn State 64, Toledo 84, Ohio 80, Michigan State 79, Purdue 77, Pittsburgh 83, Westminster 72, North Carolina State 70, Virginia 59, Duke rolled over southwestern Louisiana 94-83, Indiana 93, Wisconsin 81, Kansas 60, Kansas State 55, Tennessee 68, Georgia 36, Creighton 81, Denver 70, Muhlenberg 104, Lebanon Valley 85, Georgetown 80, Maryland 49, Texas Tech 77, TCU 72. Baseball, the end of the trail for 36-year-old Harvey Keene, announced his retirement after 14 seasons in the majors. The American League batting champion for Detroit in 1959 bows out with a .303 lifetime average, plans to remain in Milwaukee to work for a television station. San Francisco pitcher Juan Marichal is pretty insistent about it. No $125,000 contract, and the Giants can play without him this season, he says. Speaking in the Dominican Republic, Marichal says the pay he demands matches the value of his work. He was 25-6 in 1966. A holdout until the final week of March last season, Marichal was offered a $15,000 raise by the Giants, which would put him at the $90,000 level. Other signing today, pitchers Phil Ortega and Barry Moore of the Washington Senators. More reaction to the draft yesterday by the New Orleans Saints of the National Football League's rosters. Both Cleveland center John Morrow and San Francisco defensive back Albert Kimbrough say they may retire rather than report to the fledgling club. In winter sports, Tom Gray of Minneapolis took the silver medal in the 500-meter event of the World Speed Skating Championships in Oslo. He clocked 41.4, a half a second slower than the winner, Keiichi Suzuki of Japan. And that sounds like something to eat, but it isn't, but it's real good. And that's the late sports news, Ed. Mel Allen here, now this word about Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
Agent 00 Breck has a suds bomb for you. But you don't have to duck, it's only shampoo. And so gentle to hair that the whole family will be looking just swell. Try it, you'll see. That big sudsy bomb is Breck Concentrate. What a shampoo, it makes you feel great. In each plastic tube at a price that's quite low is Breck quality for a gal or her beau. Just a dab of shampoo, some water, then wow, Breck Concentrate lathers up with a pow. A balm full of suds is a feeling that's great with the gentle power of Breck Concentrate.
The Bob Crew generation serving up their latest Lover's Concerto. Time to keep you informed as well as entertained, so stay right on the line for NBC Monitor News on the Hour following immediately. This is Ed McMahon.
Second Sunday presents Red China, The Struggle for Power, a program special tomorrow. USA, focal point of the world, place of people, place of greatness, whose environs encompass the totality of today, headquarters of the United Nations, of the world of communications, center of the arts, Big Town, USA, place of action, holding forth its promise of now, making each moment alive. And WNBC, the big voice of Big Town, communicates these living moments to you. When exciting celebrities join Mimi Benzel for lunch, you're invited weekdays at noon on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.